Herzlich willkommen beim ImproLife Podcast. Agile Methoden und Trainertools für die Arbeitswelt 4.0.
Hello, welcome to the AIM Conference on 2018 in yes. Paris. I'm sitting here together with Renatus. Renatus, what is your last name?
That's the most important question. It's my last name is Hoogenraad.
Hoogenraad.
In English. In Dutch it would be Hoogenraad and in French Hoogenraad. So it depends a bit, but okay. Hoogenraad would be the one.
Yeah, so we met in on the conference in San Francisco the first time,
yes.
I think. Yeah.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit who you are and what you're doing.
So I am a Dutch national living close to Geneva, Switzerland. And I, in the context of applied improvisation, I use applied improvisation as a way of helping people work better together in organizations mostly. And actually also helping myself having a better life.
Oh, that sounds nice. So when did the improv virus came into your life?
It started with improvisation, really, as I have a background in movement and dance. Mm. So I was a trained ballet dancer and moved to choreography and to contemporary dance and to improvisational dance. And by understanding more about improvisation as a way of dancing, I also understood that other people benefit from the same techniques in their way of moving. So actually I accompanied groups of people, older and younger people, in improvising dance or movement. And then I quit the, let's say, artistic world and thought, okay, now how could this be useful for the wider world? And basically I googled, really, in 2005 I googled business and improvisation, mm-hmm. and I came across the network.
Mm-hmm.
This is my story, and then I met people in the network, and this is 12 years ago, and mm-hmm. here we go.
Cool. So maybe tell us a little bit more about your work. So how do you apply improv into your work?
I use applied improvisation as one of the pillars of my work, mm-hmm. Amongst others. So I would say it's at the foundation of the work I do.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I do, may it be mediation in board meetings or conflict, I would say, mm-hmm. even, or training or facilitation or coaching even, and all those things related to the human, let's say, interaction part,
mm-hmm.
there is always a part of a pen improvisation. Mm-hmm. So I always make sure that I make the other people look good. All the principles we use, and accepting offers, finding offers, acceptance, and being curious, being bold. So that's part, and the methods I've learned through the network and through the people I work with, I apply them in every single situation in some sense.
Yeah. I also ask my interview partners about how did improv change your personal life.
Hmm. Yeah, well, that's, I think this is the reason why at least I, and I guess maybe all of us, are still there, because it actually is not a method it's just a way of living in some mm-hmm. sense. It's a lifestyle somehow, and it's not rocket science. I mean, if you are a Buddhist, or it's there's elements in various other beliefs or practices or rituals. This one is nice because it has a theatrical aspect, and I come from the theater,
mm-hmm.
and it inspires the way I am with people, with my marriage, mm-hmm. really. I mean, it helps have the right conversations at the right time,
mm-hmm.
Educating my kids,
mm-hmm.
and looking at the world through the lens of applied improvisation makes the world a better place to live in some
mm-hmm.
sense.
That's nicely said, yeah.
Yeah.
So what are your upcoming projects? Do you have something special?
Well, yes, I do. I tend to work more and more towards, as we say, training of trainers, or mm-hmm. accompanying people who would like to develop skill sets and mindsets in this context more, and so more specifically around applied improvisation.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a stream that is developing more around this.
Mm-hmm.
This also links, by the way, to the certification part mm-hmm. of the network while it's professionalizing. And on the other side also, I do quite a lot of work around service design now, which is mm-hmm. design thinking methods, it combines really well. Mm-hmm. So there is a sweet spot, I would say, in between of improvisation, which is a mindset and mm-hmm. ways of working combined with this design thinking, service design, mm-hmm. is what is a very powerful combination. So I also hope to accompany, or actually I accompany now, people in developing skills in that area.
Yeah, that's really great to see after maybe 2012, so all the topics of agile and design thinking, really not so common. No. But now it's in the last years, it's really, really coming up. And it was just, I was waiting for this time that now the thing's coming together.
Yes.
Because I see improv is such a core and meta skill. You need to have this transformation process and to use all these agile frameworks. There are a lot of them.
Absolutely.
And I think improv is for me the mother or whatever of agile. So it has such a huge tradition. And it's so connected to what we call the body and the body system, the autonomic nervous system. We talked a lot about social security here, creating safe spaces adaption, intelligence.
Yes, so, absolutely.
You can remember we did the resilience stuff in Berlin.
Yes, absolutely.
So that was
really well,
great to see also. I loved really how the improv community also picked up the resilience topic.
Yes.
And then from there. So
I think important part of it.
Yeah, that's really, really great. So, what did you pick up here from the conference this year? What was your highlights?
The wonderful thing about a conference is that there is so many different proposals and subjects that I would not normally be interested in, or at least not put my attention on because of life, I would say. So it was a wonderful workshop with Gabe Mercado around spiritualism.
We shared that. Huh?
We shared that one.
Yeah, it was really cool.
So I really thought that was so interesting. And what I learned there is about rituals, is that any practice or any thoughtful practice needs or requires or develops rituals. Mm-hmm. And so do we as a community.
Yeah.
We have rituals in the conference. We have ways we do stuff that gives us recognition in the sense of that we recognize our members by participating in those rituals.
Mm-hmm.
And the games or the activities we do are also kind of rituals.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that we use our body a lot and we stand up, we are creating awareness, we are spotting the emergent reality, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful. But as a group, rituals really are helpful, and especially this group, it is really inspiring.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so will you be in New York next year?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Hopefully. I already looked at the website about tickets, if I could get my tickets. Oh. So
it was so fun yesterday evening. I said, okay, maybe it will be New York. I'm so sure. Now it's time for New York.
Yeah.
And then this morning I wasn't there for the announcement, but they said, where is it?
The good thing is that it's probably a call from the universe, because my family, my wife, my children asked me for several years already to go on vacation to the United States.
Yeah.
And a few months ago, we decided to go to the United States, to New York especially. And so it all falls together somehow. So I can go there with the family and spend some days with this lovely community.
Okay, so is the date also
already? From 8 to 11 August.
August, that's great.
Beginning of August.
No, that's a good thing for us also, because it's a little bit holiday time.
Exactly.
It's not so difficult like
for us Europeans. It's a good time. Yes.
So the last years I really had problems to come because of the that was my main work time for training and coaching. And okay, Renato, see you again in New York, hopefully next year.
Absolutely.
And have a nice time till then.
Thank you.
Thanks for the conversation.
I enjoyed that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye.
Mehr Infos über die Impro-Live-Akademie und unsere Angebote findet ihr online auf www.impro-live-akademie.com.